What about in your own clinical practice? Have you had patients with, for example, papillary, where you clearly saw a response, symptom improvement, objective response with temsirolimus in a non-clear cell?
Yes, I have. I have also seen response with sorafenib and with sunitinib in non-clear cell patients.
What do you think's going on there, in terms of we had this sort of whole idea of VHL, but now you're saying these drugs work, without VHL. What's going on there?
Well, I mean, when you back up to where Avastin was approved, which was certainly not in kidney cancer, the angiogenesis appears to be important in many solid tumors. So even though we think that clear cell renal cell is driven by VHL's absence, the fact that then there's elevations in hypoxia factors, and so there's a tremendous stimulus to make new blood vessels, most tumors are making new blood vessels. So there still may well be an anti-angiogenesis impact on non-clear cell renal cell. And I don't know that the non-clear cell tumors are less vascular, but they probably are. But at any rate, I think there is still an angiogenesis component. But we know that these drugs have multiple other targets. And, if you think back about some of the older oncology drugs, even the hormonal therapies, every time we find a new mechanism for a new drug, we go back and see, oh, yes, that drug has some impact on that pathway as well. So I think it's just our limited knowledge of what these drugs do that makes it hard to explain how they're working in this other subgroup of patients. But I'm sure that there are both anti-angiogenesis and probably numerous other pathways that are being impacted.